Hold up. Domino's medium specialty pizzas are just $9.99 when I mix and match.
pastas. I like how it is. Very nice. Howdy, could I get 6 livers?
Got it. With a biscuit or a roll?
I'll take a roll.
Got it. What else do you?
Could I get 9 gizzards?
Yes, sir.
I'll take a roll on that.
Got it.
And could I get a large Coke?
Anything else for you?
That'll be it.
How do you call 32?
Thank you.
Bringing your AT&T or T-Mobile bill for a better deal. Blessed day. If only I could just open my LLC easily on one platform, where all I gotta do...
Thank you. This is a 1986 Macintosh Plus. And it's from that era before the internet ruined everything. But today, we're going to do the unthinkable, get this thing online for under 50 bucks. We're browsing the web at 7.8 megahertz, so stay tuned. And if you enjoy taking old, innocent computers and subjecting them to the nightmare world that is the modern internet, I hope you'll consider subscribing to the channel. The first real website didn't exist until 1991, so you can forgive this 1986 Mac for not coming with hardware or software to easily browse the web. But if you push this machine to just about the limits of its 4 megs of RAM and 7.8 megahertz 68,000 CPU, it is possible. Now, it used to be kind of a convoluted setup to get this thing online. First, you needed some sort of period-accurate external SCSI hard disk, because this thing didn't come with a hard drive. In fact, it only has a single 800K floppy drive, so this is essential. And then you needed some way to connect to a network, because this thing doesn't have Ethernet or a modem. But you could buy something like this, an Asante SCSI Ethernet adapter, and daisy chain it into your hard drive. An expensive solution, but it does work. But I am replacing all of these things with this. That's right, this is my network card and my hard drive. What, you can't see it? Come in a little closer. Yeah, a single SD card is going to have a virtual hard disk on it and an emulated SCSI network adapter. We're doing it with the magic of this thing, the latest version of the Blue SCSI. This is the external one, and it plugs into the SCSI port on the back of the Mac Plus, or any old SCSI computer, and what it does is basically magic. Don't you just love the look of these classic 1980s Macintosh computers? Simple, elegant, beige. Well, Spigen knows me a little too well and sent me this. It's the classic LS case for the iPhone 17 Pro series. It's you'd find on a Mac Plus beige. A pretty nice match, actually. It's also a really nice case, integrated with iPhones. Just look at my Amazon history. I'm quite special, and I expect beautiful case and sponsoring today's video. So this is a Blue SCSI, and if you've watched any retro computer content on YouTube, you've probably seen one of these before. They come in external versions like this, or an internal version that you can mount inside your PC. And they use, now, a Raspberry Pi Pico to emulate a SCSI device, originally hard drives, but now also network adapters, and some more fun stuff coming in the future that we'll probably see on this channel. But if you'll notice, this is a Pico 2W. This thing has Wi-Fi, and if you create a special device file on your SD card, you can bridge this Wi-Fi chip to the emulated SCSI networking adapter and use this both as a hard drive and your Wi-Fi networking adapter. That's right, we're gonna add Wi-Fi to this Mac Plus. Okay, this is my favorite way to set up bootable disk images for vintage Macs. It's a website called the Infinite Mac, and it's basically a bunch of emulators in the browser that you can then export from. So we're gonna use macOS 7.1 because that'll run fairly well on the Mac Plus and gives us more web browser options than System 6 does. The important thing here is we're going to use the saved HD and the infinite HD to grab and then export software. Okay, so we have a completely blank saved HD. What we're going to do is open up Macintosh HD, which is what we're booted from, and just drag the system folder over, basically installing macOS. Computers were pretty cool back in the day. Next, we're going to need some software. So the Infinite HD is a bunch of software that we can access and just copy. So if we go into networking, we've got a bunch of stuff in here like Netscape Navigator, drag that on over, a Wikipedia app, which really interested to see how that runs on the Mac Plus, an SSH app so we can log in and maintain modern Unix systems as you do on your Mac Plus, and we get some other stuff like Etherpeek, it's kind of like a hacker tool. Yeah, as well just get all of this stuff. But if that's not enough stuff, on Infinite Mac, we can actually search the Macintosh Garden for other software, like iCAD. There's no way iCAD is going to run on a 68K Mac. Yeah, it's all powered PC. What else do we have? Mac Web. That's a very old web browser. All right, we have a version called Mac Web 2.0C, optimized for the Mac Plus. So you can go into the outside world, downloads, and there's the zip file right from Macintosh Garden. What else do we want to do? A newer version of Mac TCP. And this download here has patches to make it more useful on a modern network. And I think we're pretty much ready to try to boot this on the real Mac Plus. So we can go, settings, save disk image, save it as an HDA file. I'll just save over whatever I exported previously. And we can drag that right over to our blue SCSI. I'll just change this file name to start with HD0. So it's the zeroth hard drive, aka the first hard drive in line. And we also have a blue SCSI bootstrap partition that we will copy to the SD card.
Tushy time!
Helps eliminate bad breath for 12 hours.
Go get kids!
Their breath. It's a better mouthwash.
From your first note to your next big thing. From the recording studio to your living room. From boutique brands to bestsellers. Your sound is out of sight. All the gear you need. Advice for people who get it. Sweetwater.
Blue SCSI disk image is available for download on the Wi-Fi data port documentation page on bluescsi.com. I'm also going to use the Blue SCSI INI file generator to create a Mac Plus INI file. I'll stick that right on the SD card. We also need to edit the INI file to put the SSID and password for my Wi-Fi router. And last thing we need to do is create a file called ne4.hda on the Blue SCSI. I just did that with the touch command here in macOS. It could be an empty text file that you make in Notepad. But that is the stand-in for the network adapter at SCSI ID 4. We should now be able to boot this on our actual hardware. Alright, SD card into the Blue SCSI. Blue SCSI into the SCSI port on the Mac Plus. Now I have actually modified this with the diode mod, which provides power to the Blue SCSI from the Mac Plus, which it didn't do from the factory. If you didn't do that to your Mac Plus, you just have to hook this up to USB power. And here it is, our Wi-Fi enabled, internet ready 1986 Mac Plus. Let's see if it boots our Infinite Mac disk image. Oh yeah, it's booting. Yeah, check it out. There is our hard disk image exactly as we set it up on the website, now booting on actual hardware. Isn't the future magical? And on this Blue SCSI bootstrap disk image, there's actually a lot of really helpful stuff in addition to just Pico W setup. We have the drivers for the Dana port, the virtual Dana port, as well as Mac TCP setup, which I downloaded the latest version of this, so we'll use one we downloaded. There's Open Transport setup, but we're gonna use Mac TCP. Open Transport, it's actually a little more advanced, but Mac TCP, I know it and I love it. All right, let's mount this disk copy 6 image. Yeah, that's a pretty advanced feature for the time. Double clicking a disk image to mount it on the desktop, just like you do today. Only this has Moof the Dog Cow. And in our virtual disk image, we have the installer. And we'll know that the emulated Ethernet device works if the installer can detect it. Because this installer detects your networking equipment and installs the appropriate driver. Yeah, this supports all of these different network cards. It will detect, hopefully, this SCSI link. Yes, it did! Dana port SCSI link. That's our virtual device. We'll just allow this to install, I suppose. All right, so far so good. Installing Mac TCP is super simple. Just drag it onto the system folder. How come my modern MacBook Pro isn't this easy to use? Do one last restart. All right, now we'll do control panels. There's our Mac TCP. Yeah, switch it to Ethernet built in. And then we just have to configure this. My gateway is 192.168.1.1. Class C address. Not sure how to actually figure this out, but someone else figured it out on 68K MLA, so I'm just going to use their number. 126.259.21.84. Use Cloudflare for DNS. We might be online. Let's try out Mac TCP ping and see if we can connect to stuff. Send the first ping to my router. 168.1.1. Timeout. Alright, let's do a quick restart. Oh my god, check it out. We are online. We're not fast and we're dropping some of our pings, but we just pinged Cloudflare. Let's see. Does our DNS work? Google.com? Oh, it does! Look at that! We're pinging Google from a 1986 Mac Plus! that is ridiculous. Okay. Now that we're online, let's try to browse the internet. Alright, I have no idea if Netscape Navigator 2 can run in this amount of RAM. Let's find out. It cannot. This was back in the day when one program crashed, the whole computer crashed. Don't miss that. Alright, how about Mac Web 2.0? Ooh, I think it's working. Oh, it's working! And according to the Macintosh Garden, where I pulled this version of Mac Web from, it's supposed to be optimized to run on black and white Macs, though the starting window size goes off the screen here. These old Macs have a ridiculously low resolution. It's only 512 by 342, much smaller than the 640 by 480 that most programs expect to be the minimum window size. Let's see if we can't adjust this ourselves.
We invent crispy chicken? Of course not. But we did put it inside of a taco, which is genius.
Snap your W-2 and file your taxes 100% free, plus get your biggest refund. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple Form 1040 returns only. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. File now.
Alright, here we go. First web page we're going to visit. Frogfine.com. Oh, it's going! Look at that! And might I remind you, this is over Wi-Fi. There's Frogfine! Maybe some things aren't perfect. For some reason it wanted to download this image instead of display it. Let's see. Mac Plus. Now, if you're not familiar with Frogfine, it's actually a website that I built, which is a search engine that works on extremely old computers and web browsers like this one. This is DuckDuckGo search results, but presented in extremely basic HTML. This is actually working pretty well on here. And what Frogfine also does is pass all of these links through the same parser that I built, which strips all the crazy JavaScript and CSS out, so you can actually click through these search result links to view the web page. In effect, you can browse the modern internet on literally any web browser. Look at that. We're browsing everymac.com through Frogfine. And it freaking works! Yeah, I've gotten this machine online. In fact, one of the very oldest videos we did on this channel used this thing to get it online. And it is always kind of a weirdly anachronistic, bizarre experience browsing the internet on such an old, limited machine. Honestly, it's kind of a zen-like experience. The one-bit black-and-white display is quite pleasing on the eyes. It's Scrolling isn't that bad. It's certainly not fast, but it kind of just works. All right, back on Infinite Mac here. What I'd like to do is search the Macintosh Garden for some more internet applications. We'll save them to a new blank saved HD, export that, boot from our original image, but access this as another drive. That's...